Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Kurt Eisler. We're talking Holton Lady Cat basketball and the Holton girls with back-to-back wins. They are back to 200, hosting, or 500, excuse me, with 2-2 on the season and hosting Rossville this Friday night. And a couple kind of different games, Coach. Both of them end up being close. Let's kind of break them down. Nemaw Central, the first one, goes to overtime. You win it 54-51. A really back and forth, highly contested game. And probably felt fortunate. I know it's still quite a few turnovers, and man, but at the end of the night, your girls made plays when they needed to, and that's a big win anytime you can beat Nemaw Central.
Yeah, for sure. I thought perhaps the biggest key of the game was getting off to a much better start in the first quarter than we did in the first two ball games. And you're right, we turned the ball over way too much throughout the ball game, and in spite of that, we continued to battle through those issues. And you know, it was an exciting ball game. I think it was a fun game for a lot of the fans to watch, and it was very, very competitive throughout. We maybe caught a break or two towards the end of the ball game, but we also took advantage of some things when we had our opportunities and were able to hit some free throws late in the game and close out a win.
Yeah, you hit free throws. The other team didn't. You had three players score in double digits. I feel like any game you do that this year, you know, you're going to be in pretty good shape with Brooke Wilcott, Kaya Taylor, and Elizabeth Schuster all having double digits against Nemaw Central. So last night, get the win on Tuesday against Perry Lecompton, 50-46, the final score in that game. And that was a game, we were just chatting here before we started the interview, that, I mean, I think both of us felt like you were in control most of the night, never really felt in jeopardy, but it stayed pretty close. You couldn't really pull away, but a good road win for your team. What stood out to you?
Yeah, it was a good road win. I think, you know, Perry Lecompton, they are a young but improving basketball team and showed a lot of competitive fight last night. And I think these last two ball games for our team can be a real benefit. We have been a closely contested ball game now two straight throughout the entire ball game. And in this last one, found the lead, continued to work off and build that lead into a small margin. It was never a large margin of a lead for us, but being able to play throughout the ball game with that situation, I think that can really pay off for us. We've got a lot of things we need to continue to work on and clean up, and we'll continue to do that in practice.
Well, again, you're playing with just six girls Tuesday night against Perry Lecompton, but to these girls' credit, like, I don't feel like anybody's been tired. You haven't really had to battle foul trouble, and so the rotation is kind of short right now, but I feel like all these girls are giving you, you know, what you need to be able to win, especially these close games, to have enough energy to finish them off with wins.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, they're working through. There's fatigue at times. They're finding their ways where they can find a breath when they're on the floor, and periodically we can get some of them a little breather. And, you know, part of that is just being a competitor and fighting through that, especially early in the season in December. And, you know, they want to be on the floor and competing for their team and helping them make plays. And I feel like we're getting good production out of all six that are rotating through there. And, you know, like you mentioned with the Nemaw game, having a balanced attack on offense sure helps. And I feel like we're getting good production from a lot of different players last couple ball games.
You bet. Nice to see the turnover number down against Perry Lecompton as well. Girls getting a little more confidence and taking better care of it. What are some other things that you're looking at with the last game here before Christmas break? Rossville coming in on Friday.
Well, we're looking forward to another home game. We've only played once at home in December, and it'll be our last game before the break. Rossville, they've got a really nice basketball team, a couple of outstanding players that are, you know, they're media worthy as preseason players to watch, and they've got a nice basketball team around them, well coached. They play multiple defenses. They can shoot it and play inside and out, so it'll be a great challenge for us. I know our girls are looking forward to playing at home on Friday, and we'll start working on a game plan today in practice and the next couple of days, trying to execute that plan going into Friday and see if we can maybe play a little bit better defense and continue to produce on offense.
Definitely have some momentum going into this final game before the break. We look forward to being there Friday night against Rossville. Coach, thanks for your time, and enjoy the holidays.
Appreciate it. Merry Christmas, Justin. Go Cats.
Kurt Eisler, head coach of the Holton girls. We'll talk Wildcat boys hoops after this quick break.